It's right there for everyone. I may need them myself. My goodness. There's some beautiful children up there. Turn with me, if you would, to John 15, verses 7 through 13. John 15, 7 through 13. It's interesting how things work out sometimes. I haven't talked with anybody about what I was planning to speak on today, but we're going to cover four different aspects of the love of God. So if you haven't noticed, the whole thing's been about that, and definitely not even planned, so I can tell God's at work. John 15, 7 through 13. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Lord, I thank you so much for bringing us here today. Thank you so much for the mothers that you placed in our lives, not just our own, but the ones that you placed around us to bless our lives, to influence us, to encourage us. And Lord, I thank you so much for their impact on our lives and your impact through them into our lives. God, I just ask that you would give us a wonderful time learning from your word. Help us to be able to take one specific thing away from here today that we could use this week, and that we would be able to show the love of God in our lives. Just one thing this week, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I happen to be a thinker, and that gets me in trouble sometimes. I don't know about you guys. Some people say things, and that gets them in trouble because they don't think first. A lot of times I'll think first and still say something I shouldn't say, but thinking can get you in trouble. So I was thinking, you know, the pastor asked me to speak on Mother's Day, and this is, you know, my mother just passed away this last year. And then pastor had also asked me to speak, like, Father's Day right after my dad passed away. And so I'm going to try to get through this, but I will tell you this, the mind's a funny thing, right? So then you're kind of thinking, well, I hope they don't come up with a wife day or something like that. Okay, this is just me thinking, right? And then I thought, I had this epiphany, I thought, maybe they could have a Mother-in-Law's Day. And then I thought, no, that's not right. You know, happy Mother's Day, Kathy. You know, she is the best mother-in-law I've ever had. She's also my favorite. Happy Mother's Day. But you know, your mind can get you in trouble. It's kind of like the guy who's reading through the Bible and he reads, you know, God breathed into man the breath of life. And then he reads the account in Genesis 2 about how the woman was created. And he starts to think, he says, it didn't breathe into woman the breath of life. And don't let that sit too long with you. But let's get on to our message here, okay? Mother's love. I had the best mother I could ever have. Let's put it that way. My mother was fantastic. You know, she was everything that I could have ever hoped or asked for. And I think many of us would probably say the same thing about our own mothers. A mother's love. A little boy came up to his mother one evening while she was fixing supper and handed her a piece of paper that he had been writing on. After his mom dried her hands on an apron, she read it, and this is what it said. For cutting the grass, $5. For cleaning up my room this week, $1. For going to the store for you, 50 cents. Babysitting my kid brother, 25 cents. Taking out the garbage, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For cleaning up and raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. It gets better. Well, his mother looked at him standing there, and the boy could see the memories flashing through her mind. She picked up the pen, turned over the paper he'd written on, and this is what she wrote. For 9 months I carried you. You were growing inside me, no charge. For all the nights I've sat up with you, doctored and prayed for you, no charge. For all the trying times and all the tears that you've caused through the years, no charge. For all the nights that were filled with dread, and for all the worries I knew were ahead, no charge. For all the toys, food, clothes, and even wiping your nose, no charge. Son, when you add it up, the cost of my love is no charge. When the boy finished reading what his mother had written, there were big tears in his eyes as he looked straight at his mother and said, Mom, I sure do love you. And then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, Paid in full. A mother's love is an amazing thing. One of the things about being made in the image of God is that we reflect certain characteristics of God. And I'm going to tell you this morning, a mother's love is one of those characteristics. God's love is a tough love. Hebrews 12, verse 6 says, For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. I think sometimes people read a verse like that and they think, oh, punishment, punishment, go get them, right? But you know, I think many times in our lives, when we look at our mother's love, not letting us get away with something, that's just as good of a discipline. Or maybe sometimes letting us get our way. Sometimes that can give us some good discipline. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. A mother's love, just like God's love, works for your good. A mother has something special planned. She wants to tell her son about it, but she's keeping it a secret. How many times have we seen this played out in the family scene? A mother has something special planned. Maybe it's a picnic. Maybe it's something that she has planned special just for her son or daughter. But you know, the thing might be, let's say that it's Friday night and you know, the kids have been waiting all week so they can watch their favorite TV show. And all they want to do is watch the show, but they don't realize that mom has something planned just for them. You know, I think it's at times like that when you realize God has something special planned for us. But sometimes we need to just be patient and realize that what we want isn't necessarily what's best. A mother's love can be a tough love. We should thank God for his discipline in our lives because he is omniscient. My mom, she used to do this thing called Joshua Generation. My mom and dad used to do it for, I don't know, they did it for over a decade, but If you've seen Patch Club, well, my parents back at Central Baptist Church there in Indiana, they started what they call Joshua Generation. We always referred to it as JG. And anyway, my mom was in charge of it, and basically we did musicals of the Pastor Pirate plays. And anyway, it was really fantastic. We did that for a long time. And in case you didn't know it, that's where Patch Club uniform came from. So that's, you know, the white shirt, the black pants, and the red sash. That was started with the Joshua Generation there. But they used to do that. My mom used to be in charge of that. And, you know, it's interesting when your mother is in charge of something. My mom specifically, she would say, "That's one." You ever have parents say that to you? Does anybody know what that means? Okay, well, me and my brother knew what that meant. Let me tell you, we didn't want to get to three, because that meant it's not going to be mom dealing with this anymore, it's dad. And it's going to be more than three, so she could count it out. You know, we should thank our parents for discipline. You know, we wouldn't be where we're at today without their discipline. We should be very grateful for it. I kind of, you know, my mom did that, but my mother was also a school teacher. And you know, teachers do have eyes in the back of their head. It almost makes you think they are omniscient, because like they know what you're going to do before you do it. It's not good. But listen here, we need to emulate God's love. We need to emulate God's love by displaying tough love sometimes. We should discipline our children with firmness, love, and we need to work courageously for the good of others. I'm so thankful for tough love in my life. Not only is God's love a tough love, but He's got a tender love. Psalm 69:16 says, "Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies." God's love is not only tough, but it's also tender. He cares, He understands, and He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I coach a baseball team, and it's interesting to see how people interact. I'm thinking about one specific situation in particular. One of the players got picked off of first base, and he gets in a pickle, and he's in a rundown, hot box, whatever you want to call it. And he gets out, right? Well, as he's trying to get safe into second base, he slides and he hurts his leg bad. You know, he's hobbling around and everything. And this kid's tough. And, you know, there's a difference between a way that a dad handles things and a mother. Mothers are tender. You know, some dads might just say, "Son, that's what you get," you know, for getting picked off in a tie game or a one-run game, you know. And a mother wouldn't treat it like that. You know, a mother would bring him close and take care of him. I also think, when I think of a mother's love, how many of us have heard the little kids that say, "I want my mommy," you know, something's happened. What do you think when you hear that? You know, sometimes I think, as even adults, maybe we should be saying that to God when we come across situations in our lives, you know? Moms can take our pain away, and they can make it feel better. They can. They have that ability to do that. God's love and mercy and grace are extended to all people in all places at all times. And I'm thankful for that. You know, I guess it's the thing about being extended to all people in all places at all times. I think so many times we think selfishly. For instance, brothers can be fighting. I know I fought with my brother when we were growing up, and we kind of enjoyed it, right? But when the other brother gets hurt, what does mom do? She feels bad for him, and she takes care of him. And the other brother's standing there saying, "What are you doing? He deserves that. He's got it coming. He's been picking on me for the last 10 minutes, right?" But moms don't see it that way, do they? Moms have a tender love. No matter what happened, they take care of him. And I'm really thankful for that. I'm really thankful that no matter what we've done, said, or whatever we've done in our life, God still has a tender love towards us. I'm really thankful for that. Thirdly, God has a trustworthy love. Jeremiah 31:3 says this, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." You know, it's easy in today's society to not have a trustworthy love. People break commitments to each other over and over. A godly mom is a trustworthy mom. A godly mom honors her commitments and her promises. God's love is trustworthy because He keeps His promises, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:7. You know, I think the older we get, we tend to see the more love that our mother showed us that's more like Christ, and I'll tell you why. Exceeding riches of our mother's grace toward us is unwarranted. I don't know how many times as I was growing up, there are things, you know, I don't know, as kids, maybe you think you deserve that stuff, I don't know. But my mom was so kind and loving to me, even when I didn't feel like I deserved it, even when she didn't have to be, she was, because that's who she was. And I don't know how my mom did it. I just don't know how my mom did it. We should be steadfast and dependable too. You know, it's a big responsibility to be a trustworthy person, to be a godly person. 1 John 3:18 reminds us that we're to be that way in deed and in truth. Aren't you glad God's love is trustworthy? It's not just a tough love, a tender love, or a trustworthy love, but you know God has a triumphant love. 1 Corinthians 3:8 says this, "Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away." You know, that is one of the things I really believe that we see of Christ through our mothers. People, possessions, pleasures, and popularity fail, but God's triumphant love never fails. "No matter what, I'll always love you." I think that's what God says to us, and I think that's the way that our mothers have loved us. You may not like your mothers may not have liked the direction you were going, but no matter what, they always love you. "No matter what happened, I can always count on my mom." We can always go to God. His love never fails. Before we emulate God's triumphant love, we need to possess His love. We must totally commit ourselves to God to be filled with His love. If you want to have the love of God evident in your life, you have to totally commit. It's an aspect, I think, that we take for granted too many times. When I think of my own mom, there was never any question of her commitment to me as a son. In that same way, there's never been any question to me of God's commitment to me. If you want to have the love of God evident in your life, you have to totally commit. There are no vacation days for mothers. just like there's no vacation days for God's love. God's love is a triumphant love because God is love. 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 Corinthians 13:13 reminds us of the greatest three things. The greatest of faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love. We've been blessed with wonderful examples of mothers who have been godly mothers, showing us the love of God. The tough love, the tender love, the triumphant love, and yes, the trustworthy love. I do want to tell the mothers today, thank you for being our example of what God's love is. God's love has been so significant in our lives. But I want to say this to you today. Christian, are you today committed to showing the love of God through your life? A mother's love. A mother's love is like an island. In life's ocean, vast and wide, a peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there. When the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair, a mother's love is a sanctuary where our souls can find sweet rest from the struggle and the tension of life's fast and futile quest. Mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd, and her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer, and through the changing scenes of life we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and unfailing like the love of him above. For God knew in his great wisdom that he must needs prepare, so he put his little children in a loving mother's care. Lord, thank you for meeting with us today. I thank you so much for just blessing us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for the mothers. God, I just ask you would encourage each one today to go away from here being willing and ready to commit to have the love of God in their lives. Thank you so much for our mothers and everything they mean to us. Thank you so much that we get to have a day such as this where we can think about your love as an example through our mothers. God, please bless us and keep us safe as we leave this place. In Jesus' name, amen.